I told you I'd be in conversation with two finalists from the Miss Bolito competition, which is currently underway. And it's hugely exciting for us to welcome to the studio twins, Chantel and Micheline Souchon. Is that correct pronunciation, ladies?
Yes.
Okay, well, welcome to the show and welcome to 88FM. Twins entering a competition like this is going to cause huge ructions, because how are they going to pick a winner if there are two of you?
Well, actually, Shanta and I are very supportive of one another. So
you must be Micheline.
Yes, I'm Micheline.
I mean, I can't tell you apart, but it doesn't really matter. But now I know, Micheline and Chantel. Right, so you were saying you're very supportive of each other.
Yes, we're very supportive of each other.
But you won't be if one wins and the other doesn't.
No, we entered this knowing there is only one winner. So we do understand there is only going to be one winner, and that we decided together that whoever wins will both be supportive of each other. And as you said, we're identical, so people might not even know who the winner is.
Yes, so you never know. Walking in public.
Have you ever kind of swapped roles? I mean, gone on dates with each other's boyfriends and things like that?
Plenty of times.
Have you?
Yes. Especially in school, mostly. We would swap seats and everything, and the teacher would just be getting it right of who sits on the left and who sits on the right of the classroom. And then we would swap opposite ends, and she would just get confused again. And surprisingly enough, the teachers found it more confusing when we wore civvies to school rather than our school uniform. For some reason.
Okay. Now, Micheline, you do most of the speaking. Is that what happens?
So,
Chantel, you won't really shape if you don't jump into this conversation.
No, so I usually let Mish talk first. She's usually the talker out of the two of us. Also, because
you've got the same voice. Say, Mary had a little lamb.
Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb.
It's the same voice. It's the same. This is crazy. I mean, I really am talking to two people here, folks. If this was television, you'd see. But on radio, I promise you, it just sounds like this. Okay, well, trust me. I mean, you've been obviously very close to each other all your life. What are some of the hassles? What are some of the irritations of being twins?
I think with most twins, most people get annoyed when they people get their names confused. But with us, we basically respond to both names, so I don't think that's a hassle. I think our biggest challenge between the two of us is probably who gets to drive, because we share a car and we both love driving. So that's literally the most challenging thing we have, is who gets to drive first.
I can understand that. Your name seems to have a kind of French origin. Are you Mauritian? Are you French in origin? What is your heritage?
We're French Mauritian. My dad's actually French Mauritian. So my full name, Micheline Souchon, is French Mauritian. And Chantal's just got the French Mauritian surname.
Okay. Well, Chantal is also kind of French.
Yeah, Chantal Souchon is also French.
Yeah. You both have exotic. That's lovely. So here it is. You're blonde and blue-eyed and gorgeous. What do you think the judges are going to be looking for in the competition?
I think most of the time, I think the judges are looking for something new. They're looking for more personality.
This is Chantel speaking, by the way, folks.
Yes. So I know with Karen and Heidi, they said that they're looking more for personality rather than beauty. They don't want it to be like a beauty contest, so they're not judging on looks and things. So I think they're more looking
But do you think that's true? Do you think that if you looked like me and you entered, do you think they would give you a chance to win this competition?
I do think they would.
Never! Not if you look like me. No.
Well, it's a great male mistake. And it's a female competition.
Okay,
so.
All right. Point taken. So beauty competitions have moved away. They're no longer beauty competitions. They are, what sort of competition do you call it now?
I would say it's more like seeing what you can do for the community. I think it's engaging with
the
community.
So it's like a PR competition.
I'd say it's more something like that. It's got a lot to do with engaging with people around you in the Bolito area. This past 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I don't think I've stepped out of my comfort zone as much as I have now.
And like what? Speaking, what have you been doing that's out of your comfort zone?
Just going to approach people and speak to them and ask them questions for raffle tickets, also for community projects. And then
what
also
community
just finding
projects
for,
are you involved with?
So I'm starting one. I haven't exactly started it yet, but I went and I spoke to a principal today, and I'm wanting to help rebuild the grade R fencing around the school, because they have no fence at all or a gate. So I'm wanting to try and redo the play areas there and the fencing.
Which school?
So how do you say it?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I think it's Sinceswe School. It's right by Lincoln Church.
Okay.
Yeah, my pronunciation might be really off.
And so. I think LinkedIn Church might also be problematic because they're not LinkedIn, it's just Link.
Oh, Link Church.
But I get you. I understand.
Perfect.
No. All right. So now, Chantel, that's your project. You're going to be doing something for the school.
Yes.
Micheline, what are you going to be doing?
So my project, I'm wanting to start like a Miss Belito stationery drive. So I want, often when the kids go from grade 1 to grade 2, then the parents buy a whole lot of new stationery and the old stationery just gets put into like storage or gets thrown away. So I want to encourage people to donate their old stationery so that I can take it out to rural schools. And then there's often some schools that don't have enough stationery for like all the students to have pencils. Like I know the one girl did a teaching prac in our studies. She did a teaching prac in a school and they only had 5 pencils and 30 kids in the class. So they had to take turns with the pencils. So I want to go and donate stationery to schools that
not old exercise books that are
like pencils and crayons and scissors if they need, like, so any of like those stationeries that like are like the roll-ups are halfway used, so then the parents are like, oh, that won't last them for the next full year. So I want to go and take all the little like leftovers and then go donate it to schools.
That's cool. What school are you at? I presume we're both at the same school.
Yes, so we both are out of school. We're at university, and we're both studying foundation phase teaching at Stadio Higher Institution. So that's in Durban, and then we're doing distance learning.
Okay.
So we have jobs during the day.
So what are your jobs during the day?
So we both are actually, we're au pairs and babysitters. So we'll have each our set family that we do every week where we pick them up from school and do homework with them. And then we do babysitting for odd families like here and there. So whenever they need us. So we just we're involved with kids and we run social media pages for Glide and Ride and Tree Trails and Cozy Crafts.
So that's all in this community, you're in the greater Belito area.
Yes.
And what do you hope to do once you have qualified and finished your studies? Okay. who's gonna risk this one?
So, well, we're both obviously hoping to become teachers. So we want to, like, we would like to try and move overseas and try to do some teaching overseas and explore a little bit. Because before COVID happened, we had plans to go over to America and do America summer camps. However, with lockdown and everything, we weren't able to... to go to America. So we've been saving up some money. Once we've qualified, we want to go and travel the world and see what it's all about, because we've only left the like country once, to Mauritius.
The world is a lovely place to explore, as long as you stay safe and you're obviously responsible, intelligent people. And but you got to have fun as well. You got to go out. And if you, each of you, got granted a magic wish. If you could achieve one thing for the world, for the country, for you, just humanity, you can take your choice. What would that most singular, important wish that I'm going to grant if I was your fairy godmother or godfather, what would you wish for, Micheline?
That's a little bit of a tricky one, because there's so many like things I could wish for. But I would say, for me, the most important thing is in life, like, for me is family. So I would say I wish that everyone was able to have good relationships with their families, because the world is in a better place. You don't have as much jealousy and rivalry like around everyone. Like, everyone's then supportive. Like, we come from quite a big family of 6. So with being such a big family, you learn to like support one another through like very different situations. Like, we all 4, like all 4 kids are very different, and then they getting married and having like add-ons. So your family is continuously growing, like huge.
So your wish would be that the world found love in families.
Yes. Because I know there's a lot of families that, like, they don't speak with, like, siblings and they, like, don't get on. And for me, I find that very difficult, because we have a very, like, close family. And I find, like, if you support one another, you can make things better for one another as well.
Okay. So there it is. That's Micheline Chantel. Your wish that I'm going to grant magically?
I would probably say that for a proper education for a lot of the younger kids. I just find, like, today when I went to the school, like, a lot of the things, like, they didn't have, like, they're very disadvantaged, which is kind of sad to see, because you go to all these other schools and you're like, wow, they have such great things. And then I don't know. I think for the proper education, it could help also a lot of people to think, not straight, but like more logical thinking and like more action into what they're doing. Whereas a lot of people nowadays, because they haven't been brought up with the right education, they're not actually thinking through things through properly.
So, you would like the world to be better educated. You would like the world to be more family oriented. And the rest of those issues around world peace and hunger and all that, nothing, huh? Not important. No,
they are important, but I was coming up with more unique answer from me.
Okay.
I think also with like world hunger and things, more better education could link into it, because if people were more educated and they started more vegetable gardens.
I agree with you entirely, and it's interesting to see how your minds kind of in sync. You almost complete each other's sentences. It's scary. Going to be very hard for the judges, I think. When they come to making a decision. When is the final?
The final crowning evening is on the 29th of July.
And we're holding thumbs for you because, well, I think it's going to be extraordinarily exciting. They say it doesn't really, I mean, there's got to be a winner ultimately, but everyone that enters and that participates in this thing is a winner. Would you agree with that? Have you learned a lot? Have you got a lot out of being part of the competition?
I would say everyone is a winner at the end of the day, because we've all entered for different reasons. Like when we were listening to the girls' reasons for entering, a lot of them had on like becoming like more confident in themselves and having more friends, and like everyone had a different reason. So I feel like in some sort of way, everyone is a winner because you've come here and you've achieved what you wanted to achieve. Like for us, ours was becoming like out of our comfort zone, trying something new. So I feel like already I've already won, because I've already become so much more confident and like talkative, and I can approach people a lot easier. And
so you would recommend for anyone listening, if they're considering entering the next competition next year, you would probably be an advocate for it?
Yes.
It's been wonderful chatting to you. This will go up as a podcast very shortly, and you can share it with all your friends and supporters, and it'll be lovely to garner some support through that mechanism. Thank you so much for joining us, and holding thumbs for the finals. I mean, how do we say? One of you. No, you must. If you win, I think you have to split the title.
I think you wear the crown on them. Yes, the
odd
Sushans
days
have
and
won.
You wear on even days or something like that, because I think you're both marvelous. We'll be holding thumbs for both of you. We'll have, if the result goes your way, there'll be two winners this year.
Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank
Our
you
very
so much.
Special guests, Micheline and Chantel Sushan, entrants in this 2022 Miss Bolito competition. So exciting. You heard them on 88 FM. Here's Fifth Harmony.